We know it's going to happen, but we always worry when it does. In this week's Fastest 4 Minutes in Finance, a reminder that if you're going to invest in stocks, you have to be prepared for a bumpy ride. Hello, I'm Scott Inman. Well, one of the people we pay attention to in the world of economists and market strategists is Ryan Dietrich. He's formerly with LPL Financial and now the chief market strategist for Carson Group. The headline of one of his recent blogs caught my attention. It read, "Stocks can go down." Now, the reason it caught my eye was that it wasn't complex. It wasn't deep. I mean, it was pretty much like saying the sky is blue. We all know that stocks can go down. But part of why Ryan wrote his blog and the reason I'm recording this video is that we all need reminding of this to be able to stay on track for our financial goals. April has been bumpy. In fact, it could be the first month to be negative since October. At the time of this recording, the S&P 500 index is down nearly 4% in April. The index had been on a tear up until this month. According to Dietrich, at the beginning of the week, the market was up 30% over the past 12 months and was up 27% in the first 100 trading days after those October lows. According to Yahoo Finance, the first quarter of 2024 was the best first quarter return in 5 years. But just as sure as the sky is blue, what goes up must come down. In fact, the smooth ride up until the first quarter was unusual. The roller coaster ride is what we should all always expect. Take a look at this chart from Carson Group. This shows that since 1928, every year, on average, sees a significant pullback. You can see on the far left of the chart that an average year has not one, not two, not three, but a little over seven drops of 3%. April is just the first one of those in 2024. The average year produces more than 3 5% corrections, and it's even commonplace to have 1 10% correction every year. On average, the S&P has pulled back 15% about once every 2 years and 20% once every 3.5 years. To reinforce the narrative that not having a pullback is the exception, not the rule, only 3 times since 1980 has the S&P 500 not had at least a 5% pullback. Now, there are plenty of reasons we should expect more volatility, too. There's the potential of an escalation in the Middle East conflict, continued worries over interest rates remaining high because inflation is still above the Fed Reserve target. It's a presidential election year, too. But here's why I think pullbacks are really common. There are always reasons to worry. Said another way, there's always a reason not to invest in the stock market. But those reasons don't historically derail the market for long. According to LPL Research, even some of the worst geopolitical events in history proved to be a hiccup in the stock market's trajectory. After the 9/11 terror attacks, the S&P's total pullback was 11.6%. It took just 31 days to recover all of it. 2 years ago, after the escalation of the Russia-Ukraine conflict, stocks fell 6.8%, but were all the way back in 23 days. And last October, the Israel-Hamas war prompted a drop of 4.5%, but stocks bounced back 19 days later. Bottom line, short-term volatility is the price we pay to meet our long-term financial goals. Or as Ryan said it, stocks can go down. Thanks for listening.
You should personally consult a financial advisor before making any investment, and no strategy can assure success. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through Independent Advisor Alliance. Independent Advisor Alliance and GenWealth Financial Advisors are separate entities from LPL Financial.